Okay, let's go to Mexico now, where politicians are campaigning for the July 1st general election. This campaign season has been particularly violent. According to a report by the security consulting firm Adalytic, more than 90 politicians have been murdered since last September, including candidates and elected officials. As Jorge Valencia reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, organized crime is threatening to dismantle the country's democratic process one election at a time.
There's a swath of southern Mexico known as hot land, or in Spanish, tierra caliente. It's an agricultural zone. Temperatures can rise up to 120 degrees, and the most prominent crop these days is opium poppy. As a result, it's wracked by violence against private citizens and against candidates for public office.
Sí, bueno.
Silvia Rivera Carvajal was running to represent part of Tierra Caliente in the state of Guerrero's Chamber of Deputies, but she recently canceled her campaign, and now she doesn't even specify where she is when she picks up the phone. On this particular day, she says she's driving from a central part of the state of Guerrero to the state capital. Perhaps more tellingly, she says she's no longer living in hot land. Rivera says people have fled their homes en masse. Even the local Coca-Cola distributor closed this spring after attacks by armed men. She says she withdrew after it became clear there were people who didn't want her to run.
It started with the people I was visiting for my campaign. They were telling me that they were being told not to vote for me, otherwise they were going to have problems. And then I got two phone calls.
The message was clear.
Well, obviously that they were going to kill me. They said it pretty directly. And so with my family, we decided that I was going to step down because it's pretty normal here that if they don't kill you, they kill your family. And my family's life is more important to me than mine.
For Bishop Salvador Rangel, the Catholic Church's overseer of Tierra Caliente, there's something else that's clear. He says democracy in Mexico is taking several steps back.
La democracia está retrocediendo en México.
In Mexico City, Professor Sandra Ley says organized crime has long tried to influence local elections. She works at the prestigious Center for Research and Teaching in Economics. And she says what's different this time around is that the violence is coinciding with this summer's presidential elections.
What we're seeing is overlap of local elections in a way that we hadn't seen in the entire electoral history in Mexico.
Ley says that when voters see violence against candidates, they participate less. She says cartels use local elections to sway, for example, the local police chief or the warden of the local jail.
This is a way in which they can begin to influence local appointments that are crucial for their own activity. So that there's a logic behind it.
For Armando Rios Peter, a senator from Guerrero who made a failed run to be on this year's presidential ballot, the drug cartels targeting candidates have an impact on both sides of the border.
A lot of the heroin that's consumed comes from Guerrero, so we both as countries have a problem.
He says in the U.S., drugs are a public health issue, while in Mexico, they're an issue of public safety.
In my opinion, opium poppy should be legalized for medical use. And, of course, for recreational use, I would support legalizing marijuana.
This is not a very popular position. Rios Peter didn't even collect enough signatures to get on the ballot. A band plays at a funeral for a mayor in Tierra Caliente. He was killed just a few days after our first phone call with Silvia Rivera Carvajal, who was one of his friends.
It's too dangerous to go to hot land right now. Things are just too mixed up right now.
Rivera didn't have to go back to hot land for the funeral. The family held it in the state capital because their hometown is too dangerous. The election will be held on July 1st. The current president, Enrique Peña Nieto, isn't eligible for re-election. The majority of the local politicians killed are from his party. But so far, he said little about the violence. For Here Now, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.